Barbara asked me if I was going to preach about Jonah tonight, and I'm not. And what I have to say tonight would fit other people a whole lot better, perhaps, than it does you. But perhaps also there's a word for you from God for what I'll try to say tonight. 20th chapter of Exodus, the first three verses in verse 12. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You have no other gods before me. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And then from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And surely this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, we all know that today is Mother's Day. And I thought it might be fitting to look at the fifth of the Ten Commandments in relationship to the Christian family. What does it mean to us when the Bible says, honor your father and your mother? There's an old story from Grimm's fairy tales that I suspect you're familiar with. It tells about the conflict between an old man and his daughter-in-law with whose family he lived. The old man ate sloppily and noisily at the table. So the disgruntled housewife and her husband forced the old man to eat in the far corner of the kitchen. There he sat on a stool and ate from an earthenware bowl, meanwhile looking wistfully toward the table where the family ate. One day his trembling hands dropped the bowl. It smashed to pieces on the floor. An angry daughter-in-law exploded. She said, if you're a pig, you must eat like a pig out of a trough. So they made a little trough, and he'd get his meals in that. In this family was a four-year-old boy who was the center of his parents' life. One evening after supper time, the young father noticed the boy playing intently with some bits of wood and asked what he was doing. And the boy said, I'm making a trough to feed you and Mama out of when I get big. You know what happened then? The man and his wife looked at each other for a while and didn't say a word, and then they cried, and finally they went to the corner and took the old man by the arm and led him back to the table. They gave him a comfortable chair, food on his plate, and only kind words, even when he rattled the silver or spilled food or broke dishes. Now, this story suggests the necessity for our paying attention to the fifth commandment for selfish reasons only. For we can be sure that if we do not honor our parents, our children will not honor us. However, we see this commandment as God's word to all of us. It takes on religious and moral implications that are far more than self-interest. The foundation of any society is its families. And the strength of the family depends upon its relationship to and obedience to God. Notice, if you would, these things about this commandment. What does it mean to honor your father and mother? Well, first, if we're to show honor to our parents, we must respect them. In all areas of life, we know what it means to respect a person because of their position or age. When we were in school, we showed respect to our teachers, not necessarily because we liked them or thought highly of them. We showed them respect because they were our teachers. Any of us who have served in the military know that you show respect to those in authority over you, whether you like them or not, or really care about them, but you respect them because they are in authority over you. We show respect to government officials, to our boss men, to others because of their position. We show respect to those of a great age, though I don't know how old that is anymore, simply because they're older than we are. And you know, there's not near as many people as older than I am and used to be. But anyway, surely we should so respect our parents simply because they are our parents. They gave us life. They loved us and cared for us when we could not care for ourselves. Just because they are our parents, we should respect them. We should also respect them because we love them. There are many things that I cannot do to this day, not necessarily because I don't want to do them, but I cannot do them because they would bring dishonor to the name of my mother or my dad. Because of my love for them, I do not want to do anything that would dishonor them. In another train of thought, if we do not learn to run respect for God, for parents, and for those held sacred and dear, we'll never be able to develop self-respect. Without a healthy measure of self-respect, we're lost indeed. If we show to our parents honor, we must not only respect them, while we're under their care, we should obey them. Young people might ask, why should I obey my parents? Who made them God over me? And there are at least three reasons why we should obey them. Basically, God made parents to have authority over children. God set us apart in families, and it is a consistent command of the Scriptures that we obey our parents. In Ephesians 6:1, we read, children, obey your parents, for this is right. Proverbs 6:20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. These are only three of many scriptures lifting up obedience to parents. Generally, obedience to parents as a rule of life is wise. Parents seem to know more than their children do about what life is all about and how to live life. It should not be hard to understand that the average father knows more than his 5 or 10-year-old son. Most mothers surely know more than their 10 or 15-year-old daughters. Parents have lived longer, made mistakes, and hopefully learned from them, and you can see the bigger picture and make wiser decisions. In fact, most of us who are over 25 years of age can relate to Mark Twain. You remember, he was so surprised to learn how much his daddy learned between the time he was 15 and 21 years of age. I wish I knew as much as my children thought they knew when they were 15. And it's interesting how they came to think the old man knew a little more when they got a little old. Parents have lived longer, made mistakes, hopefully learned from them, and could see the bigger picture and make wiser decisions. Children should obey their parents as a wise matter of listening to experience. Also, obedience is a proof of love. Jesus said, If you love me, keep my commandments. So in the family, if we love our parents, it will be shown by obedience to them. There's respect, there's obedience. If we are to honor our parents properly, we will care for them, be concerned about them, and love them all their days. At no time in history have so many adults had to care for their elderly parents. All over our land, there are more and more retirement homes, care centers, nursing homes. These provide a very needful and necessary service. However, there's something tragic when older family members are placed in one of these homes by their children and then forgotten, abandoned. But let us move on to consider another important concern. If children should honor their fathers and mothers with respect and obedience and care and concern, then parents should live a life worthy of honor. It's so tragic to read letters that are written to religious authorities or even to Dear Abby. It says something like, I know the Bible says I should honor my father and mother and obey them, but how can you honor a dad like mine? He's an alcoholic. He beats my mother when he's drinking. He's a maniac, and all of us are afraid of him. Or again, my dad is physically and sexually abusive toward me. You've read letters like this. Perhaps you, as I have, had heard the cry of children whose parents were not worthy of any honor. Let me say it again. Parents should live a life that they're worthy of honor. And the best way to do this is to live a deep Christian life before your children. Every child should be desired, prayed for before they're born, told they're loved, taught to pray and know that they are being prayed for every day. I guess there are about five things that I pray for every day. Six, if you would. I pray for Winniedale. I pray for our children. I pray for our grandson. I pray for the church. And I pray for world peace. And since they were little, our children have known they're prayed for every day. They know they're loved. Each child should be taught to be honest and have respect for others. The best way to do this is for you to be honest with the child, and in your daily living, show respect for others. If you lie to your children, you can expect them to lie to you. If you do not show respect to others, chances are they're not showing respect to you. No parent should ever try to teach a child to say no to smoking or drinking or drugs if that parent is using those things. We need to be consistent. We need to set a proper example. I hesitate to tell this, but my dad was unusual in many ways, as everybody is. He's one of the few men that I've ever known that said he liked the taste of whiskey. I never saw him drink. He had decided as a young man, the tragedy that came in the life of people who were alcoholics, and he decided the best thing he could do was just leave that alone. And I don't remember the occasion, what brought it on, but he was talking to me one day when I was about 16 years old. And he said, "Son, I'd rather somebody bring you home dead than to bring you home drunk." That's a hard saying to say to your child. But I never doubted that he meant every word of it. And I have never, never, never been tempted to drink alcohol. Let's not fool ourselves. Children need and are looking for role models. We can love them, teach them, set proper examples before them, and show them the joy of being Christian by the way we live, and most of the time they will follow. But if we are inconsistent, if we're dishonest with them, if we show no respect for anyone else, if we have no concern for anyone else except ourselves, the chances are they'll adopt the same habits. We need to make it easy for our children to honor us by living an honorable life before them. Honor your father and mother. Respect them. Obey them. care for them all their days. But if you'd have your children to honor you, live an honorable life. How fortunate is the child who finds it easy to fulfill God's command to honor his parents, because by example, training, and the inspiration of the Christian personality, his parents have proven themselves worthy and honorable parents. Such a child is truly blessed. And there's nothing more important than you can give a child than a godly home and a godly life. Father, we do thank you today for our godly parents. Oh, after all these years, we miss them still. But how thankful we are for the way they raised us, the love they showed upon us, the care and the life they lived before us. And though they are now no longer with us, we believe in our hearts that they are with you and you're with us. And if they're with you and you're with us, they're so close, so close. And the wonder of it all, that we can look up to you and call you Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.